a lot of rookies stepping up and having an opportunity to have prominent parts. And we still haven't seen the whole rookie class because obviously at some point Nick Foles this year, next year, the year after will be a piece of this offense. Let's talk about some of these players, Adam. And I guess you begin with Michael Kendricks and Brandon Boykin. And by, you know, this Fletcher Cox playing very well. I know people have raved about it. We've now got three games perspective. What do you think here with this group taken obviously alphabetically there?
Well, I think Boykin, all you need to know is this. He ran Hoseley Hansen off the roster, so that's you know, that's significant. No question about it.
Hansen and has played very well.
Yeah, he has. He's done a great job. This Sunday, I thought they asked him to do a lot. He had to handle Fitzgerald probably on 20 plays when he was when he hit the right or left slot. I mean, Boykin played a lot, and you know, that was a big test for him. You know, Bryce Brown. I mean, this is this is something where the Eagles did tremendous scouting. You know, think about this. Boykin wins a significant job nickel. Bryce Brown wins a number two running back job. Fletcher Cox is essentially a starter right now. He's playing quite a bit. Undrafted free agent Demaris Johnson, who's got a significant role now. He actually technically started this last game.
Sure.
Michael Kendricks, second round pick. And honestly, Vinny Curry has done nothing not to play. They just have 60 ends. I mean, yeah. He's got five guys ahead of him. What can you do?
The ceiling as you look ahead here, I mean, Fletcher Cox, we haven't heard a lot about him, how he raves about him. Michael Kendricks, we've all raved about. I mean, are you talking about high-end players here in this rookie class?
Yeah, I think that Kendricks will be in the running for Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year. I think he's going to be a Pro Bowler in the future. I think he's been everything they thought would be, probably a little bit ahead of the game, to be honest with you. I mean, he's been everything they could hope and more. Boykin is also a little ahead of the game. In fact, he should have been drafted higher. It's based on his injury at the Senior Bowl. I mean, he should have been drafted higher. So, again, right now it looks like they nailed these picks. Bryce Brown, and the great thing about Bryce Brown
is I worry about his fumbling, but otherwise I like him a lot.
Other than that, but he's got everything that you like. Not a lot of mileage. He's big. He's physical. He's fast. He can cut back. He's getting better at blocking. That's why he's been on some third downs. So right now, I mean, you just don't see guys come in and have this kind of impact unless they're coached well. And the coaching and scouting has been very, very good. I'll be honest with you. We didn't even talk about Dennis Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you think? Who from the rookie class other than Brandon Washington doesn't have a chance?
I don't know enough about Dennis Kelly.
But he made the team. Yeah, pretty good.
Don't honestly know enough about Nick Foles, although
right.
In our mind, that's a very nice run there from Bryce Brown, although hold on to the football.
High and tight.
I believe that Bryce Brown will be a starting quality running back in the NFL. I believe Nick Foles has a chance to be a really, really, really good,
right
quarterback.
And think about this. As a rookie, as a fifth-round pick, he won the number two quarterback job. Generally, you like a veteran to have that. That shows the confidence that the Eagles coaches have in their fifth-round pick.
I mean,
it's pretty good that he won that role.
It's Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan with you. We're live in our Xfinity studio. And the Eagles' young team faces a big game on Sunday night, the New York Football Giants. We're going to take some phone calls on the other side.